感谢主给我有这样的机会来跟弟兄姐妹们一起度过这个今天最值得喜乐的这个复活节。
I'm so grateful for the our Father Jesus Christ and the Lord that I'm able to come here and spend a special day with the congregation.
谢谢梅长老他敢冒险请我来讲道。
Oh, I'm so grateful and thankful that Elder Mason is risking to invite me to be the speaker today.
谢谢王雷姐妹要忍受我的讲道。
For the endurance.
还有再一次的谢谢弟兄姐妹，因为我上个礼拜已经来过，我跟 Paul 讲，我说 I fell in love with this church.
Yeah, I told Paul last week that 我非常我对这个教会非常有负担，很感恩。
是不是这个 feedback 要 feedback 肯定要换个位置站。Yeah.
I can stand right here.
No. Is it convenient with you?
It is awesome.
Okay. Which direction should I point? Point there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's read the scripture reading for today. 耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
So John 11:25-26 is our scripture for today.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你。
We are thankful.
我们特别感谢今天。
Special thanks for today.
是纪念主耶稣为我们死又为我们复活的圣日。
We're here to commemorate Jesus died for us and is risen again for us.
我们感谢你，今天我们这里又有三位弟兄姐妹要受洗。
We're so grateful that we have three more of us are going to be baptized today.
因为你是活着的。
As you are a living God.
因为你真是复活了。
As you have risen.
感谢主与我们同在。
Thank God to be with us today.
感谢主，你复活的大能复兴我们。
Thank God to have resurrect in us.
求主与我们同在。
May Lord be with us.
怜悯周孔笨舌的讲员。
Have mercy on me.
让弟兄姐妹们虽然如此，他们能够从你那里得宝珠。
Still allow the congregation to get a good word message from you.
奉主耶稣基督圣名来求的。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
圣经的四个福音书里面都讲到主的复活。
The message of Jesus is risen has been mentioned in all of the four gospels.
特别是在腓立福音，就是马太、马可跟路加福音。这里面他们讲的，我们发现有一样事情，他们是不论是从天使的口里面，或者是从妇女的口里面，或者是从门徒的口里面，他们是异口同声。
You can hear the same message from the angel, from the woman, and from the disciples.
就是主已经复活了。
So he is risen.
他从死里复活了。
He is risen indeed.
主果然复活了。
He has risen from a death indeed.
所以在我的年代哈，所以我一说我的年代就有点倚老卖老了。在我的年代
，So in my time，
我们在教会里面，在复活节的早上我们见面的时候，我们一定是说 The Lord is risen。
So in my time, when we met each other and greeted each other on the morning of the Easter, we greeted each other by saying, "The Lord is risen."
你知道你应该怎么回吗
？The Lord is risen indeed.
He is risen indeed. So let's try it. The Lord is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Okay. 我希望西雅图的人可以听到我们。
I hope people in Seattle can hear us.
真是感谢主 ，OK。所以今天我想希望我们不同的不管这个讲道是讲的内容如何，我们要知道主复活，他真的复活，他果然复活了，在我们生命里面。
I hope the message today gets delivered well so that we all remember God is risen indeed.
今天我们用的这段经文是从约翰福音十一章那里拿出来的。
So the scripture we're going to cover today is from John 11:25.
你知道我们中在一般人还没有信主的人，最怕的不是怕生病，而是怕什么？怕死。
Most of us are afraid of death.
可是呢，又是死，又是不能避免的。
But death is unavoidable.
在希伯来书那里说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
So in Hebrews, just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
即使是不信主的人，他也会怕死。
Even for those who are not Christian, they are afraid of death as well.
为什么怕死？因为死就把你一生所有的努力、所有的盼望，给他画了一个句点、一个终了，归零。
The reason people are so afraid of death is people are worried that the death is going to put everything to a stop. Everything you own will be abandoned.
可是呢，保罗居然在哥林多前书那里说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？”
However, as Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 to 56, Paul said, Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜了。
So the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天纪念的这段故事，这个经文呢，是拉撒路生病了。
So today we're going to talk about the story about Lazarus of Bethany is getting sick.
他两个姐姐就是马大跟玛利亚呢，就差人去跟主说：“主啊，你爱的人病了。”
Two sisters, Martha and Mary, they sent for Jesus. The person you loved are sick, Lord.
主耶稣听这个话，听到这个话以后呢，就跟他的门徒说。这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿女儿子，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
So、Jesus said, "The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
主耶稣素来是爱马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路的。
As we all know, Jesus always loves Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
听到。他爱的人病了，还那么远，差人来跟他说病了，那是一定是病得不轻。
Upon the news, he learned that the sickness is not an easy one. It's quite sick.
那他不但是没有立刻就去，而在那边呢，还多停留了两天。
So Jesus did not respond, did not set off.For Bethany immediately, he lingered in the same location for 2 days.
可是他有跟他的门徒解释他的这个病的目的是在哪里。
But he did explain the cause of the sickness.
这个病是为了是不至于死，乃是为了神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
He did explain the sickness is for the glory of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是我们的做基督徒的经验
？Isn't this the experience for most of us as Christians？
你有病痛，你有难关的时候
，When you are sick，
and when you are in trouble，
when you are in trouble and sick，
你向神求，对不起啊，向神求，可是好像呼天天不应，那个味道。
You asked for Lord's help， but you get no response。
可是这其实呢，我们所不知道的就是我们不知道在我们所经历的病痛或者是困难或者是苦楚里面背后神有他的目的。
What we don't know, however, is behind the sickness and the trouble that we are facing, there is a tremendous blessings and a purpose.
神容许我们遭遇这些事情。
The troubles and the sickness are actually allowed by Lord.
都是一样的。
For the same reason.
就是为了要神得荣耀。
For the purpose of the Son of God may be glorified,
让神的儿子因此得荣耀。
So that the Son of God can be glorified through it.
He is risen. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
谢谢，我不要说谢谢，我们说感谢主。OK， 好，所以今天呢，借这个机会，我们就可以去看这个事情的这个事情的进展里面呢，我们看到主的爱，也看到人的软弱，可是又看到神的恩典是够我们用的。
So we see the love, and we see the weakness, and we also see the God is merciful.
耶稣到了伯大尼以后
，When Jesus arrived at Bethany,
马大一见到主的面，就跟主说
，Now Martha said to Jesus.
主，你若找到这里，我弟兄必不死。
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
换句话说
，In another words,
你来晚了。
You are late.
可惜你晚了。
Sorry, you are late.
你早不来。
You should have been here a little earlier.
你没有听我的祷告。
You are not listening to my prayer.
我叫人家去差人去找你，你干嘛去了？你吃小笼包去了。
I've sent for you, but you did not respond early enough.
啊，可是这个是我们一个基督徒的心情 ，OK？ 可是主马上就回答他
，Jesus replied，
说你弟兄必然复活。
He will live. Your brother will rise again.
好，那你又看了这个，要是主跟马大两个人演双簧的话。主说你的弟兄必然复活，那马大应该怎么样？马大应该怎么样？
How would Martha do if Jesus said your brother will rise again?
好，我们现在就去，我带你到坟墓那里去。
Martha should have said, I will take you there to the place. I will show you the way.
可是马大不是这么说。
But that's not how Martha.
他说：“我知道，在末日复活的时候，他必复活。”
Martha said, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the very last day."
这话很有意思，弟兄姐妹。
It's interesting.
是不是？他说：“我知道，在复活，因为犹太人是相信有复活的。”
Is the Jews believe in the resurrection?
可是呢，就是到世界的终了的时候有复活。
But they only believe in the resurrection at the last day.
看到没有？一下子就嫌主来的太晚，是不是
？In the beginning, he was saying Jesus has arrived late.
一个是他对主的寄望，是寄望在过去，对不对？说你来晚了，是不是？然后呢，另外一个呢？是寄望到遥远的未来。
So Martha expected something should have done differently in the past, and she had expectation in the future.
可是主耶稣为什么他迟延了两天才来
？But why Jesus came after 2 days?
事实上，他来到不止两天，因为在那边耽误两天，然后还要过来。反正到他来的时候，拉撒路已经在坟里面有四天了。
So Jesus was lingering in his old place for 2 days, and it took a few days for him to travel here. So Lazarus was dead for almost 4 days.
可是，感谢主，他不是昨天来，他也不是等到最后第二次降临的时候再叫，拉撒路复活，他是要在今天要让拉撒路复活。
But thank to God that it.Jesus came not too early and not too late. He came today for the for the new message.
那这句话呢，就是他对他回答的话。耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。”
So Jesus replied, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live."
弟兄姐妹，我们中文念这个，给我们的感觉是，他说：“主说，复活在我，生命也在我。”
So Jesus has the message that I am the resurrection and the life.
在中文的意思是说，我有权管复活。
I have the authority to stay in charge of.
我有权管生命。
I have the authority.
因为我是天地的主宰，我也主宰生命，我也主宰复活。
Because I'm the Lord of life and resurrection.
可是我喜欢英文的说法。
I like the English version.
我就是复活。
I am the resurrection.
我就是生命。
I am the life.
不是说我是复活在那里，哦，我管复活，我又管生命，我就是复活，我就是生命。
It has a different meaning from that I am in charge of life and the resurrection.
为什么耶稣要
I am the resurrection.
为什么耶稣要耽搁那么久来？
Why Jesus came late?
他要让马大经历在他面前的一向爱他的主，就是那位复活的主，生命的主。
He wanted Martha to have this special experience that he is the Lord, that is the resurrection and the life.
当主耶稣说这个 I am, I am 的时候，当时他说我是，我是的时候，
When Jesus said I am, I am，
让我们想到对摩西说的 I am who I am。
This reminds us what God said to Moses.
就让我们想到是哪一位？他就是那位对摩西说：“我是自由永远的主。”
That's the same God told Moses.
他是那位超越时空的主。
The message was the same as he said to Moses.
他的本质就是。他是永恒，他是那位永远的永恒，现在又是活在现在，他是存在现在的永恒。
So he is eternity.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们想到主耶稣对马大的这句话：“我是复活，我是生命。”然后呢，这个事情过去了以后，没有几天就到了逾越节了。
After what he said, I am the resurrection and I am the life, it came, 逾越节 is a Passover?
Several days later.
Several days after
this event. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then it comes to the Passover meal. 所以在那里在吃饭的时候他又跟门徒讲了一个非常重要 的宣告，就是我就是道路真理生命，若不经过我，没有人能到天父那里去。
A few days after this event, at the Passover meal, Jesus said the message to his disciples that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to God without through me.
Yeah. 所以我们看到在这里讲生命，在他要被卖的那一夜，他又讲生命。
When he was on the night, when he was betrayed, he was talking about life.
他这里讲的生命，跟待会儿那个拉撒路被从这个坟墓里面叫出来那个复活是不一样的。
It's different from the life he was talking about when he referred to
Lazarus. 拉撒路从坟墓出来是复活了。
When he gave life again to Lazarus,
可是那个复活是还会再死的。
Lazarus will die again.
可是他这里主耶稣在这里讲的我是复活，是复活了以后永远不死的。
But here Jesus said, I am the resurrection. That means he will never die again.
那个生命，那个生命的本质，它是质变，不是量变。它不是死了又活，活了又死，它是死了以后活了，是永远不死。
So the resurrection he's talking about here is never going to die again.
所以我们今天现在想到主复活，我们就要思想这个复活、重生跟复活。
So here today, when we're talking about Jesus said, He is risen, we're talking about born again and the resurrection.
没有重生就没有复活。
There is no living again.
我是讲我们哈，我们要羡慕那个复活的生命。我们要是若不重生，就没有复活。
For us, if we do not want to be born again, we will not experience.
所以在我们在享受复活的时候，我们不但是要庆祝主复活。
So we are not only celebrating the rebirth, the resurrection of.
我们要庆祝说，我们每个人都有重生的生命。
We are also celebrating each and every one of us are born again.
我们因为有我们重生了，所以我们有一个那个从天上来的那个生命。
Because we are born again, then we have the life from the heaven.
所以要讲到重生。
So now we have to talk about.
我们大概五点钟我们回去啊。
You're going to be released at 5 o'clock.
有一个法利赛 ，Paul is getting excited 。有一个法利赛人，他叫尼哥底母，他来找一个黄昏的时候来找耶稣。Okay, without translation, that's a story. We all know the story,、
yeah.
but the important thing is here that the Lord. Well, 对不起，对不起，对不起，我说要请王雷姐妹担当我这个。他来请教耶稣，尼哥底母这个法利赛人做官的，他实在是一个很良善的人。他来见耶稣，他也是看到了独具慧眼，他看到有神与耶稣同在。可是他来的时候称呼耶稣说拉比，拉比是 teacher， 是老夫子。然后呢，他说你来。你要是不是神与你同在的话，你做不出那些事情来。可是耶稣回答他的话说：“哎呀，是是是是，也是我是神差我来。”他没有讲的话，他说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
So here we are talking about a Pharisee named Nicodemus. He was a ruler of Jews. So the man came to Jesus by night and said to him.Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher coming from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
这是重要的。生命在耶稣主耶稣心目中生命这么重要，我因为时间，所以我们就这样过去。我们知道他在这里约翰福音第三章的时候，他讲到神爱世人，甚至于将独生子赐给他们的时候，他也是在就是在那个时候讲到重生。
So the life is so precious, but to Jesus Christ that no one can reach the kingdom of God without being born again.
So 对不起 so Since we are excited about God's love, about Jesus died for us, then we should pay attention to born again. 好，那么很快，我们讲到重生复活，这个是一个普通的人，因为我们的生命为什么我们有死呢？因为我们的生命是被罪污染了。
Our life is polluted, and the sin.Sin loaded.
所以因为我们的里面 because our DNA has the sin in our DNA, so death come with the DNA.
So, yeah,
所以就这样子，因为我们生命，我们的生命本质就是必死，我们有个必死的生命。
We have a death-bounding life.
啊，谢谢。所以这个，因为这样子，我们的其他的宗教，基督教跟其他所有的宗教不一样的，就是这个最大的不一样。
This makes Christianity different from the other religion.
其他所有的宗教都叫你做好事。
All the other religions ask you to do good deeds.
做好人。
Be a good man.
就是要你要我们，你要是做的很多的好事，你做了很多的好人。
The other religions maintain that you need to do as many good deeds as you can, be a good person as you can.
你可能 可能就可以到西天世界去，你就可以长生不老。
Then you may, these accumulation may deliver you to eternity life.
可是一个污染的生命，他要借着外在的因素来做好事，来行为，借着行为来改变，是不能改变他本质的。
But a death-bounding life may be influenced by the environments, surrounding environments, but it will not change its original core.
Because to be is more important than to do. 因为我们之所是，是我们生命的本质，我们做什么是我们的生命的流露。
So the core is who we are, and the deeds is what we do.
所以因为解释这个呢，我需要用这个自然界的一个现象跟大家解释一下。
So here's a metaphor for this. For this
这个突变，我们所有的人都看过，都知道蝴蝶从哪里来的，蝴蝶从毛毛虫来的，每个人都知道。
So it's a common understanding that we acknowledge the metamorphosis of a butterfly.
从毛毛虫，它成了茧，它变成蝴蝶，这个过程。
So、
可这个过程里面呢，说明一个很重要的一个原则。
So we see the process from a caterpillar to pupa and to butterfly eventually.
原来是毛毛虫，毛毛虫有什么样的生命？
So、
毛毛虫它的嘴巴，像夏天了、春天了。你去院子里面抓一个毛毛虫，看它吃叶子，它为什么吃叶子？它那个嘴巴叫做咀嚼口气，它的嘴巴有两排像牙齿一样的，它就这样撅撅撅。所以你有什么喜欢的那个桑树那个蝉就是这样子，你要那个给它三叶啊，这咀嚼口气。OK。
So the characteristic of a caterpillar is it has a chewing mouth path.
然后呢，它是在地上爬的。
Then it is crawling on the surfaces.
它吃的是树叶。
The food is leaves.
然后过一段时间。
Then after a while.
它慢慢的呢，它的活动就变少，它面身量就变大了，它活动变少了。
The caterpillar will remain bigger, will become bigger, and will remain
stationary. 它开始吐丝。他开始吐丝，周围的那个树叶呢，他能用那个树叶或者是吐丝 ，one way or the other， 他把自己包起来了。
The caterpillar will generate certain layer to wrap himself up, known as chrysalis.
在这个时候呢，他不吃不喝不动，好像死了一样。
So the pupa will remain motionless for a very long time, just like a dead.
可是它里面的生命，这是我们普通人我们不知道的。它的里面的生命有一个极大的改变。
Yet a total change in life is taking place inside.
要是我们解剖，把这个解剖开来的时候，它开始的时候，它的内部的器官跟这个转化的这个突变这个期间的这个器官是不一样的。
If we dissect the object, we're going to see a significant difference, in the organs.
这个，然后呢，过一段时间呢，它就要突减而出。
After a while, it continued to transform.
突减而出以后，它变成蝴蝶了。
Here comes the butterfly.
蝴蝶的时候，你发现它蝴蝶，看它嘴巴不一样了。
The mouth part has changed.
它居然长到那个毛毛虫不见了。那蝴蝶的嘴巴是什么？怎么样吃东西的
？How does a butterfly eat and drink?
它像我们的那个小朋友，他们喝 Coca-Cola 的时候，不是一根 straw， 而且转来转去，转一大圈的。
It totally changed the way it eats and drinks.
叫做虹吸口气
，known as a siphoning mouth part.
它就到花蜜里面，每一个在花丛里面去找花蜜去吸。然后它从 point A 到 point B， 它是靠飞的，它不是爬了。
So the movement has changed from crawling to flying.
它喝的是蜜，花蜜。
And it enjoys the nectar.
这生命的改变。
This is a full transformation in life.
我们的重生不是这个啊， 可是这个是很像我们的重生。
This is very much similar to the resurrection.
就是他生命本质的改变。
It's born again. It's born again.
不是靠做很多好事。
It's not dependent on the deeds that you do.
不是去修桥铺路挖水井。
It's not about how you build a road, how you dig on a well.
不是说修桥铺路挖水井不重要。
We're not saying that the construction is not important.
而是你生命又是要是我们生命要有改变的时候。
If you want the life to be transformed,
他自然改变了的生命，他自然会做那个蝴蝶，他就要飞。
The changed life will.
属于主的人，他就要做好事，他因为他有从天上来的怜悯的心。
Once you become a butterfly, you have to fly. Once you become a Christian, you have to follow God.
从主那里来的生命，让你能够原谅你的弟兄姐妹。
Because you have a change in heart that allows you to forgive your brothers and sisters.
所以我们喜欢那个生命吗？渴慕那生命吗
？Do we desire to get that life?
耶稣给我们一个邀请。今天要是我们当中还有没有信主的？弟兄姐妹，你要是渴慕这样的生命，这个是他的邀请。
Here is the invitation from Jesus Christ. If you have not believed in Jesus,
耶稣对众人说
，Jesus said to all，
不是对他的门徒说，是对众人说。
Jesus is not saying this to his disciples only, but to all.
若有人要跟从我
，If any man would come after me，
主是一个温柔的主。他不是拿着鞭子来抽你鞭子说你要是不跟从我的话你就有的好戏看了。他说若有人要跟从我。
Jesus is a gentleman. He said, if any man would come after me,
yeah, 就当舍己。
Let him deny himself.
天天背起他的十字架来跟随我。
And take up his cross daily and follow me.
因为要救自己生命的，就失去生命，就丧掉生命；反为我丧掉生命的，就得了生命。
For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever
这个丧掉是 give out 的意思。弟兄姐妹，这跟那个跟刚才那个毛毛虫变化有一个很重要的一个关节，就是那个毛毛虫要出那个茧的时候。需要挣扎，需要最大的努力去挣扎。
Thinking of how a butterfly gets transformed from the pupa, he has to struggle.
假如我们看到有一只蝴蝶快要开了一个小口，你觉得你同情他说他不要，哎呀，可怜这个蝴蝶，不要花那么多精神，我来拿一把刀片给他切开，让他出来。
If you see a struggling butterfly trying to get out of the pupa and you are trying to cut a hole to help it out,
它永远不会变成蝴蝶。
The butterfly will never be transformed.
因为就是天生的，上帝造它就是让它在这挤出去的时候。
Because by nature, it has to struggle.
它的身体里面的液体什么都挤在经过这个挤的动作里面，全身都充满了它那个生命。
All the body organs will develop and transform differently.
你要把它那个茧给它打开。
How do you offer manual help?
它那个翅膀就这样子，永远这样子，最后就死掉了。
The wings will never open.
弟兄姐妹，你要若有人要跟从主，是不是很容易跟从主？
So if you want
弟兄姐妹，你要跟从主的时候，你知道你第一个是要什么，就当什么。舍己 ，deny yourself.
So if you want to follow God, you need to deny yourself first of all.
在弟兄姐妹当中，我们彼此在一起的，这个看你的态度。我认为怎么样，我应该怎么样，我喜欢怎么样，你就没有什么，没有舍己。
If we look at ourselves, if we cannot be self-denial,
然后主给我们两个生命去选择。
Then we're offered two options.
要救自己生命的是说你喜欢你现在这个样子的。
If you like who you are now,
那你不用跟随我。
Then you don't need to follow me.
可是呢，你那个你喜欢你那个你的生命有一天会走到一个终点。
But in that way, your life will.
所以必丧掉生命。
So then you are going to lose your life.
可是奉为我丧掉生命的。
But for those who are willing to deny himself.
什么意思？哇，主啊，你的生命太好了，我不要了，我要跟你，我要有你的生命。
So for those of you who desire my life.And is willing to abandon your own,
必救了生命
you will have eternity.
感谢主
Thank Lord.
弟兄姐妹你知道是谁吗
Who is this man?
这就是刚才破介绍的就是林汉奇
This is me.
这是主耶稣宣告在马太福音第五章他对他天国的宣告我只在这里用了几节虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
This is a part of the eight beaches in Matthew 5:3-6.
Part of the beatitude.
Yeah.
我们只说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。英文说得好 ，Blessed are the poor in spirit. 灵里面贫穷的，就是说主啊，请看我这个人，我这个破烂的人。
Only if we feel like we are poor in spirit, then we will get the kingdom of the heaven.
是的，然后哀痛的人是为什么事情哀痛
？What are we mourn for?
哀痛，我是这么破烂的人。哎呀，我的女婿还以为我是多好。
Oh, I'm such a wreck, and my son-in-law still thinks I'm a man.
可是我是这么破烂，我常常要跟我内人说，我说我真不配你。
But I'm such a disaster that I often tell my wife that I don't deserve you.
我现在我岳父岳母已经不在了，我有时候还问他，我说你愿意嫁给我吗
？My father-in-law and mother-in-law are no longer here, but I often ask my wife.
因为我觉得我自己很破烂
，because I feel I'm such a disaster.
所以主就怜悯我，就收容我。
But
弟兄姐妹就这样子，天国不是属于那个骄傲的人的。
So the kingdom of heaven does not belong to those who are
天国里面找不到骄傲的人。
You cannot find a proud man in the heaven.
所以保罗有说这样的话。使徒保罗说：“只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在都因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，当作看作粪土，为要得着基督。
So, Apostle Paul mentioned in Philippians that what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹，你的新车，你的新家具，你的新的房子，不是不好。
So, brothers and sisters, the new car that you have and your new house.We're not saying it is bad.
只是要比较那个价值。
We need to compare the value of it.
当你跟主耶稣的价值相比
，If your value, when the value is compared to that of Jesus Christ,
保罗有学位。
Paul has a degree.
我是说使徒保罗。
Apostle.
使徒保罗有学位。
Is a well-educated man.
他是最希伯来人的希伯来人。
He is real Hebrew. He is,
他是便雅悯派的。
He is from decent descendants.
论到律法，他无可指责。
He is very knowledgeable.
可是他当他有一天见到主的时候
，But when he saw Jesus one day,
他说：“主啊，你是谁
？”He said, "Who are you?
Who are you, Lord?" 他说。主说：“我就是你所逼迫的基督。”
Jesus said, "I was the man who was prosecuted by you."
从那以后，他的生命改变了。
And his life transformed ever since.
我们要像 Paul， 我们要像 Apostle Paul。
So we want to be more like Apostle Paul.
所以保罗怎么说？怎么劝勉我们？不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们。查验何为神的善良成全可喜悦的旨意
So do not be conformed to this world but be transformed by the renewing of your mind
感谢主弟兄姐妹你注意到没有你英文说 Do not be conformed 不要
效法世界是 conform 在那个茧里面，你被关在那个茧里面，你在那个小框框里面，那个天地你以为就整个世界就那么大，其实那个无限的天地在主里面的根本是没得比的。
So in the metaphor of a pupil, if you are confined and conformed to the size of the pupil, your world will be so limited.
Do not be conformed, but transform. 我的小外孙喜欢玩 Transformer。
My grandchild is good at playing Transformer, 变形金刚。
我希望那有人做那个 Transformer 是毛毛虫，然后变成 Jesus。
I hope a toy designer can design a Transformer from a
Then we will be all Christ-like.
To butterfly.
Okay, 所以我最后要对不起，我讲多了时间。我希望各位分享说，看啊，都变成新的了。
Now I'd like to share with you that behold, all things have become new.
Behold, all things have become new. 看啊，又是若有。耶稣从来没有强迫人的，这又是若有。若有人在基督里
，Jesus is never forceful. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ.
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
这个新造人不是新车、新房子。
The new creation does not mean new houses or new cars.
因为新车会变什么？新娘会变什么
？The bride will turn old.
新娘变老娘。可是呢，这笔呢，他就说旧事已过，看呐、啊，都变成新的了。
So old people will get new bride will become old and the new cars will become old. But old things have passed away. Behold, all things have.
所以我为什么我跟我那人求说你愿意嫁给我吗
？So I've asked again to my wife that are you willing to marry me?
因为老娘可以变新娘。
Because the old woman can turn into new young bride.
我跟各位讲个故事。我跟各位 confess 啊 ，true confession。这个 the Chinese translation here 看啊是 I added in here.
So the Chinese.
The Chinese translation actually did not have this 看啊 there. Yeah. I did that, but I think this is a better translation.
Yeah. I modified the Chinese translation.
因为英文有，英文是 behold 是看啊。
It has behold in the English, so I added behold in Chinese. It was not there beforehand.
我要今天要在这里说，弟兄姐妹啊，看啊，你们啊 ，Austin 的 Chinese Church， 看啊，你们啊，都是新的人了、啊。
I'd like to say today, behold, brothers and sisters from Austin.
这个新造是 new， 是来自主耶稣他那个复活的大能，那个创造的大能所造出来的新人。
So this newness is from the power of God.
所以你非常的激动的说，看啊，都变成新的了。
So we're so excited to claim that behold, everything is new again.
你有过去，有什么不堪的过去
？If you have a miserable past，
有什么破碎的家庭
？If you have a brokenness，
或者是夫妻永远吵不完的架
？Or you have a broken relationship，
看啊，都变成新的了。
All has become new.
Lorena 小的时候
，When Lorena was a young kid，
够小了吧？我有一次跟我开始教他讲话用话的时候，我就跟他讲，我说不重要的时候，普通时候，我们说 come look。
When Lorena was a young kid, I was telling her come look。
或者是说 I see。When I was teaching her vocabularies， 可是我说，当你要是觉得有很 serious when you encounter to something exciting serious you say behold、
yeah.
so one day she 有一天他坐在我开我那个老爷车他在后面
so after I taught her the difference between look versus behold one day as I was driving my old car
我是
我拿 ticket 拿出名的哈，所以他那天呢，我在开车，他就忽然跟我讲。
So when I was driving, Lorena suddenly told me,
"Behold, Daddy, behold,
Daddy, behold,
Highway Patrol."
注意警察。
所以我讲到 behold， 我永远会想到 Lorena。
So every time the word behold reminds me of Lorena all the time.
Yeah， 弟兄姐妹 ，It's my prayer， and I know it's a promise. Behold, all things has become new. Okay， 在我们的生命里面。好，所以最后我跟各位讲，这个在我们里面的生命。我们今天这是保罗给我们的一个鼓励，他说：“所以你们若真与基督一同复活，今天是复活节，弟兄姐妹，他复活了。The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.
Amen.
所以他这里说。”我们要跟他一同复活，是不是？我们若要与基督真的与基督，我不是，若是真的与基督一同复活，就当求在哪里的事？上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念什么事？上面的事，不要思念什么的事？地上的事，因为你们已经 ，Amen。因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。We are in Christ。所以，弟兄姐妹，我希望在结束的时候，给各位带有一个 a heavenly attraction in your heart.
So here is the encouragement from Apostle Paul in this verse.
最后给你讲一个例子，就是。Heavenly attraction. 我从小喜欢 P-51. 我从小喜欢这个野马。OK， 这是第二次世界大战的。If you are a warbird lover, you know what I'm talking about.
Airplanes fascinated me.
Yeah.
And I love these airplanes ever since.
我从小就喜欢这个飞机。我跟罗琦讲说，我没有爱他以前，我先爱上这个飞机。所以我他们罗琦知道我这样，所以我60岁生日的时候，他就给我买了一张票去飞这个 Crazy Horse。 这个飞机呢是 P-51， but it has dual control， 所以我就去
I can say that briefly, though. I love the airplane so much that at my 60th birthday, my wife bought me a ticket so that I can fly this dream model that I've always wanted to.
This is not just riding on the airplane. 不是只是去坐一趟飞机，而是去飞，真正去飞，因为它是多 control， 有双多 control， 我不知道中文怎么讲。
This is dual control.
Yeah.
With the
所以我去飞了，飞了一个钟头。OK.
So with me being the pilot.
With
being one of the co-pilots.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the instructor and the pilot. And every time he execute one aerobatic, he would just put his hand on his helmet, and meaning that.I will be on control. So I will do loops, I'll do rolls, I'll do all kind of crazy things. Yeah. 所以他就是做各种的特技、啊、就不用很详细。我那天飞了一个钟头回来。
So I flew on for 1 hour.
我回来那天中午然后到下午我都跟这个罗琦跟两个孩子说我还是在天上。
I felt like I was still in the sky.
所以这个是我们年轻的时候，还是 crazy 的时候哈、啊。所以弟兄姐妹，这是我要跟各位分享的，就是我们从今天以后，好不好？我们彼此有约，我们要常常思念上面的事，我们不要为世上的事太过
太计较，因为我们的主复活了。
From today on, let's think about the things. Let's have a covenant from now with us and with the Lord in the heaven. We do not need to worry too much about the things, the mundane life.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我们感谢你给我们有这样的机会。
We're so thankful for this opportunity.
为在座的每一位弟兄姐妹献上感谢。
That we thank you for everyone here.
也特别的为今天要受洗的三位弟兄姐妹献上感谢。
And a special thanks to the three brothers sisters who are going to be baptized later this afternoon.
让今天是他们生命里面永远难忘的一个分水岭。
So today is the date for them to remember forever.
求主与他们同在。
May Lord be with them.
给他们所需要的鼓励。
Encourage them.
训诲。
Teach them.
祝福。
And bless them.
主啊，也祝福我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
Please also bless everyone here.
让我们能够因为你活着。
So that we can live because of you.
我们能够为你活。
So that we can live for you.
我们能够活出你的大能。
So we can live through
活出你的爱。
So we can live your love.
活出你的圣洁。
And live your purity.
活出你复活的大能。
And live the power of resurrection.
活出只有基督徒应该有的见证。
So that we can be born again.
感谢主保守我们Austin 的华人教会弟兄姐妹。
Thank God for blessing us in RCCA.
这样卑微的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名来求的。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.